I had an account. Like I had an actual account.
Like
Like
you were a
yeah,
creator or
I
you
was
were just
I
like,
was no, I was a creator. Like, I was a
okay.
creator.
Showing feet pics in the racial chats.
Like I'm cool with people being sex positive, like good for you, but having like being positive about it and squirting at brunch is like fucked up. Like that's just
Two
nasty.
different
Like what do
things.
you
Yeah.
yeah, like I wanna
Bruh,
enjoy my
if you
eggs.
get some of your squirt on my fucking eggs, we got a problem. Like,
Yeah, especially because I don't know you.
right. Oh wait, if you know the person, the
Oh
Oh yeah. I mean, because when I tell you what I had to do, you'll be like, oh, okay, I get it now. So he wanted me to be completely naked, spread eagle. He wanted me to go into the tub, get a cup, pee into the cup, and then pour the
Hey man, it's about that time. Turn the sarcasm up. Let's go.
Everybody, what's going on? What's going on? It is getting a little cold, but fuck it. We built for it. This is episode 52 of the Fake Mad Podcast with Fousey B. I am Fousey B. And of course, as is tradition, before we get started, I'm just going on a quick little rant and rave. And it's not even going to be a long rant and rave. I just want to point some things out. So let me start with this. I don't believe in bashing the mother of my child. I don't slander the mother of my child. I don't engage in rumors, nor do I even really talk about the mother of my child in a negative manner, even when we have disagreements. You can't find a text from me to someone talking about her. You can't find a Facebook. A hidden Facebook post, besides the response that I gave. You can't find a DM of me talking about her. I don't care about her dating life. I don't care about her social life. I don't care about her anything, right? Only thing I care about is her taking care of my child, which I will say she's always been a good mother to my child. Not a good person, but a good mother to my child. She's not always been a good person to me. So what's being presented is me answering back, and I know what I posted. So sending me a screenshot of what I posted is fruitless. It's not gonna get you nowhere. I think going back and forth on the internet is childish. I make fun of people. That's why I didn't keep going back and forth. I saw what else she posted or whatever. And whoever sent her the screenshot of what I put, I knew she was gonna see it. You don't have to send screenshots, but it's cool because it just shows that you're a miserable person too, and misery loves company and screenshots. So it was brought to my attention that someone made a post about me on Facebook, talking about a bunch of half lies. And instead of me bashing this person, because I'll be the bigger person by a little bit, you know, when someone says, oh, you've only visited this state for once in 2 years. But they leave out the part that when I got laid off because of COVID and I only had a job, I didn't have a job for a year and a half, you know. So if you don't have a job, you don't have money, anybody that's been on unemployment, they'll tell you, first of all, it's really hard to get your money from unemployment. And once you get it, you're not really getting shit. And so, like, you know, if you leave out the part about the financial part and you just act like it's something that was done on purpose and not by coincidence, what does that make you look like? Some of the things that was said is that I jump in my friend's ex's DMs. That never happened except with one exception, and that was a referral. So it's not like what, you know, whatever rumors people are saying, or you know, you can believe the rumors, but anybody that rock with me know how I give it up. So, you know, there's never nobody who was like, yo, you was in my ex-girlfriend DMs, because pull of DMs. Hey, if I send a DM, I stand by it, but I mean, same as friends. Now, I don't holler at my friends' exes. It's not, that's not me. Like, it's not really a thing for me. What else? It was a bunch of shit. The funniest is that if you post a post about somebody, and then you put it on private, right? Because you know, like, freedom of speech or whatever. But freedom of speech is not freedom of consequences. You can't get mad when somebody happens to be at a bar that reads that post and say, oh shit, this post is about you. And I'm like, what? you know, I was having a great day. And so I was like, hey, is this something about you? I'm like, I don't know why I would be, but it was whatever. But then the problem became the messenger, not, oh, I did this and I said this and I'm trying to put somebody on blast on social media like a coward. No, you get mad at the person who told me, you want to talk shit about them, call them all type of names. Yeah. But not to them, to me, because, you know, that's cowardism again. I've always believed that if I could say it about you, I can say it to you, and I'd say it to your face. I wouldn't put it on a post. And then, you know, there's people who will, and this is for general for everybody. There's people who will try their hardest, you know, we'll call them demons. There's demons who will try their hardest to get to your core and shake you. They will insult you. They will dish that family members. Yes, that happened. They'll talk shit about your family when they don't know shit about your family, because, yeah, that'd be bad news. They'll disrespect you. Again, the insults. They'll try to break you. Listen, don't ever let it. One of the things I'm really good at is deflecting insults. Whatever people say about me, you know, it's not like the old me where, you know, you can fight and can't really fight don't fight women. Everybody keep your hands to yourself, women included. But it's like, don't let people, you know, what happens is when people can't shake you, they try and they try and they try. These demons will keep trying to fuck with you, right? And what it is people who have insecurities, and they try to take their insecurities out on you. And, you know, we got a word for that. It's bitter. So my statement of the day before I kick the show off is, don't be bitter, be better. With that being said, this is the Fake Mad Podcast. I got some friends with me. We gonna move on. I don't want to give the time of day to those people in a Rolex shop. I got some guests with me. Gonna introduce my guests. Lindo was supposed to be here. He's not here. He's probably at the bar. I'm gonna chat with him next time I see him. But if my people are here, first up, I got my man Nate from the mean streets of Albany. Nate, go ahead and introduce yourself to the world.
You don't really let me. Ain't gonna let this Albany thing go, man. You ain't gonna let it go. I'm Nate. I'm from Albany, but it's New York, so it's still all love.
Hey, bang, Albany gang.
Nobody yells that here. That's just you. That's you. That's just you. I'm black. I ain't got much to say about me, man.
What do you do? What do you do? How do you maintain positive vibes? Let them know about you.
I listen to a lot of music. I smoke a lot of weed. I watch a lot of The Wire. And I mind my business for the most part. That's the easiest way to keep a positive mindset, is to not get into anyone else's shit. Because the minute you even give your opinion or give your thought, it's you stuck in that. And you don't, nobody needs that energy, especially right now and the times that we're in. So.
Okay. All right. Next up. He was here last week. He got a story to tell y'all, but not yet. Kev, go ahead and reintroduce yourself.
Hi, hey, what's going on, y'all? Kev, I'm a sports blogger. I have a IG. My IG is Hit and Run 31.
They want to know about that nickname too, but okay.
Yeah.
That's for later time. But yeah, but aside from that, I like to blog just to, you know, uplift older black athletes that I feel like don't get credit for what they did in the sports. And also just to bring light onto the game of football, because I know, like, a lot of people that aren't hardcore football fans, they don't understand. And they just see people running back and forth, and they just think it's guys just hitting each other. But when you simplify the game and you break it down, it makes it so that everybody can kind of understand. So I enjoy that part of it, too. Just doing, like, detailed breakdowns so people that even don't watch football could get something out of it. You know, and that's pretty much it. That's pretty much it about me.
Word. And last but not least on the panel today, it's my homegirl, Sarah. Sarah, break it down. Tell them who you are, what you do, what keeps you calm in life, and all of that good stuff.
Hey, guys. So I'm Sarah. I'm from Charleston. And to try and keep positive, honestly, you know, smoke weed too, obviously, but, you know, music. And then, you know, just remember, like you said, don't be bitter, be better.
Word. All right, so let's go ahead and pop this off. The way it works is I'm gonna ask y'all questions and y'all have conversations, and you know, if it gets spicy, it gets spicy. Sarah.
Yes.
What would your most recent ex, or how would your most recent ex describe you?
Oh God.
Person, personality, your things you do, a little crazy.
I'm very upfront and forward. You know, what I have to say is what I have to say, or, you know, my opinion. I don't beat around the bush, but people either love it or they hate it. Everyone takes me with a grain of salt. I can be the coolest person or I can be the biggest bitch.
Besides, how about you?
Oh, no, go ahead.
I thought you were done. I mean, if you want to give some more juice about you, like, you just, you know, what? If I called your ex right now and said, hey, man, tell me about Sarah, what's the first thing he's going to say?
So
I said, if I called him, not you.
Yeah, this is true.
She let that be known. She had to let it be known. Like,
he blocked.
She put it out there.
Like, you can't get him. I blocked him from everybody.
Everybody's phone got him blocked.
We understand. We got it.
All right. So Nate, what would your most recent ex, or how would your most recent ex describe you as a person, the relationship, everything, Albany, all of that stuff?
Okay, Albany again. I'm trying to think. Like, she'd probably be like, he was cool, but not my vibe, which is true, because that's why we broke up, because I wasn't really feeling it no more. So,
wait, who broke up with who? You broke up with her?
It was one of those, I fucked up. I ain't even gonna hold you. It was one of those very immature, like, I'm gonna just stop talking to you kind of things and just kind of.
You just fade her out. You ghosted a relationship.
Oh, a ghoster.
How you ghost a whole relationship?
Yeah.
Well, I learned crying on the court steps in Albany in the rain.
It was actually on the side of my. It was the side of my bedroom, and this did happen. My roommates had to like tell her to go home.
And this is your girlfriend.
Yeah.
How your roommate is gonna regulate your girlfriend?
She was yelling outside the window, and she woke him up. So they was like, "Yo, can you leave?"
Did she not go like, the right window? Why she wake?
They was like, no. The alleyway is just long, like that. Like it's just three windows, like side by side. And they're like, "Yo, either let her in or like tell her to go home." I was like, "Yo, you gotta go home. We trying to sleep."
And why she crying her heart out to you? Because you ghosted her.
Yeah, I fucked up. She gotta go home because her sister plays in the WNBA, so I kind of fucked the bag up on that one.
No, there's no bag to fuck up. They don't get paid that much.
That's why they go to Russia. But I mean, like, I talked about that last week.
Yeah.
I got mad UConn shit, though. Like, mad sweats. Mad 2X sweats.
Sister plays. Rocking them shits.
She played for UConn.
Good on
she
the plays, dating profile part, because it's going to be girls like, nope. You're not leaving me.
She plays anymore. For the Liberty. Like,
he just going to break it. They going to tell her who she is.
Oh, no. That's what I'm going to say right there. I'm leaving it right there.
Girl that went to UConn that plays for the Liberty.
Yeah, her sister.
Hey, he the subtle snitch. He'll give him to all that. He just get most of it.
Her sister.
I ain't gonna say who did it, not her.
They don't
all know who did it, but they start with A.
She hit me. Yo, the thing is, she hit me up on IG and was like, "Hey, how you been? Like, we need to catch up." And she lives down in Virginia. Like the girl, my ex.
Virginia's lovers.
And I was like, "Well, I can go to Virginia. Like, we could go to a game. Like, what up?" So.
So you back talking to her?
It's the winter.
Imagine just trying to go to a game, bro. He's just trying to
get to the game. He wants to go at those Liberty games.
He just wants to get flown out. My man just wants to get flown out.
That's all go to
I can't get Knicks front row, but the Liberty?
Yeah, he's going to get something. He's leaving with something.
They bigger than me. They might put me on the court. I'll put a weave in, throw me on the court. I'll make a couple free
throws. Jawana, man.
Bottom weave real quick. Kev, what would your ex WNBA sister say about you in a relationship? I'm sorry. I said, how would they your most recent ex describe you? He done got me fucking up the question.
Yeah, I know what you meant, though, bro. You good. But nah, she would say I'm funny. She would say that... like, I have a good time. She would say that I was protective. That's the good stuff. bad stuff she'll probably say is like, I wasn't affectionate, you know.
You wasn't affectionate with your boo?
Nah. I ain't, you know how you get to that point, like you say, like you get to that point in a relationship where you know, like, it ain't what it was and you don't feel it. Like, you be like, man, this ain't, like, you know, it ain't it. Like, it's over. Like, you know, it ain't going to the, you ain't going to get married or nothing. You just kind of know it's not going away. So you just be forget stuff.
So did you leave her or did she leave you?
Huh? Oh, no, I left her.
See, but, he better so than you, me because that's what I was feeling. But. But I ain't say nothing. I
but you, you just ghosted.
He just slid off in the night. He just did.
That's what
off.
I was trying to
he
do.
He had his roommate do the thing. Hey, hey. Tell her I'm
not good at the breakup part. I'm not good at
the all moves to Virginia.
Yeah. He didn't even leave a note. He just dipped. Right. Like,
couldn't even text her.
Yo, like, for a minute I was blocked. I did try to reach out. I'm back though. I'm back. It's not how you go down, it's how you get back up. Always remember that. Like, the positivity in this. There's always a silver lining.
Yo.
All right. So Kevin, I'm gonna stick with you on this. Since we talking about exes, what's your current situation? Or well, we know you have a current situation, but for the others, if you have a current situation, or you know, can your wife make new friends of the opposite sex?
Yeah, I mean, if it's, it depends. Like, if you're talking about it's business related, yeah. I mean,
I didn't say business. I said friends.
Yeah.
Ooh.
You like, just
do,
mean
do,
like
do walk through and like, yo, you got a boyfriend? Say, no, I got a husband. Say, oh, well, can I be your friend? Let's exchange numbers.
Oh no, because that's not gonna happen. Because look, I'm gonna be 100 because I don't do that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't befriend women I don't know that I just meet and be like, hey, whatever. Like, nah, like I don't think, because at that point, you gotta think if you married to somebody, you dating somebody, if you befriending this person, they could have an ulterior motive, like most people do. You know what I'm saying? Most people aren't just being Most people just aren't being your friend because you're a nice person. That's just not how life is. Life just don't work that way. You know, generally, it's something that they want from you, whether it is...
Everybody wants something from everybody.
Yeah. It's just, you know, that's everybody. No, but in reality, everybody uses something for... Everybody uses everybody for something. You just want to make sure y'all using each other for the same thing. And I feel like, you know, that's kind of what you figure out with that type of situation.
Right, Sarah, what about you? Can your man make new friends, new female friends?
For sure. I mean, it depends, you know, how friendly they are. Because, you know, like, you know, also being, you know, in the food and bev industry, I have so many guy friends. And then, you know, vice versa, just like you. You know everybody in Charleston.
I don't know anybody.
That honestly just depends.
But close friends, though, exchanging numbers, late night texts, just as friends?
Again, you know, you just kind of have to take it with a grain of salt.
Because at the end of the night, that person's with you, so it shouldn't matter, right?
Right. I mean, because, you know, the whole issue is nobody can trust anybody anymore. So that I completely understand. But, you know, I have a ton of guy friends that I'm, you know, I'm friendly with. Like, you know, I'll send funny memes or send screenshots of funny shit that's going on in Charleston, or like bartenders posting, come see me. You know, we're laughing together at it. So if it's like that, cool. If it's not, if it's like super flirty, you gotta go.
Like, send me some nudes. No, that's not how friendships work.
Block.
Speaking of block, Nate, what about you?
I'm unblocked. I'm good. It's all unblocked.
Can the person you're seeing make new friends of the opposite sex? I mean, and of course, I just realized the way that sounds. Of course, anybody can make friends with anybody, but would you be okay with it? I guess the question.
So,
should be.
This is a good one because I'm seeing somebody and they are in the Albany healthcare industry. Oh yes, they're in Albany. they're in the healthcare industry, and I'm not sure if y'all know, but the healthcare industry is like the retail, and everybody fucking everybody. So
yep.
With that being said, it's like, yes, she can, because she knows, and like we have that trust where I'm not gonna be stressing like over it. Like we could be literally sitting on the couch and she'll be laughing at some group chats or whatever. And I'm like, whoever's in that group chat, they in that group chat. At the end of the night, when I lay down, I'm laying down next to you. Or at the end of the day, like when I'm leaving, you're the last person I'm saying goodbye to, or whatever the case may be. Like, So we have that mutual. Sweet. It took me a while. It took me to go ghosting before
you learned how to do that after ghosting, huh?
Yeah, I got older. I got hurt a couple times on my own. I had to find those lessons out. But like, I have a lot of friends that are girls, and I make sure to, for one, introduce her to them, so that boundary is right there. So they already know, like, we're not playing the game, like,
for sure,
like, you know. And like, it's all platonic. Like, you don't, if I'm telling you, like, yo, if you're like, hey, what are you up to tonight? And I'm like, yo, I'm with so-and-so. That's the end of the conversation. I ain't got to say nothing else.
What if they take it as a challenge, though? What if they think that what you know how it is when you get with somebody and they feel like the whole world wants you?
The whole world wants you.
Yeah, it's like, damn, like a week ago, y'all
got to say
something.
And it's happened. Like, for me, because I've been through it a couple of times, I know better and I know where to try to cut it. If I feel that, it's getting to that point where you're like, you're trying to play a game with me and with my relationship or my relationships with people. I gotta be like, listen.
But Nate, this is what if it's that one girl that at work or at the bar or something that you wanted so bad, and she just got single coincidentally as you just met this person and got into a relationship? The temptation.
Ooh, terrible,
the demons. What about the demons? What about the demons, Nate? You don't fall for the demons?
Ghost mode on Snapchat. So you gotta put everything behind it. Close friends only. You see that little green lock, you already know the vibes. Like, you already know what's going on. But like, for me, I'm gonna be 36. So I've been around that block a couple times, and even that temptation, even though I want it, I still like,
never good to fall to temptation. But sometimes, like, you slip up.
The thought runs through my head, but I'm like, I'm happy right here. Like, the experience.
Is it happiness or is it content?
It's happiness. It was content.
The thought went through your head. That's fucking with your happiness.
Early. This is
but
like,
we're
this
all
is,
human.
Yeah, I'm
used. I mean when I say we're all of flesh. That is literally, that's why I know everybody slip at some point. It's just how you catch yourself and how far you slip before you realize you're like, slipping. Fucking with those demons.
At one point, it was contentment, and now it's more happiness, just because you go through a lot of shit with people, and you learn about them in those experiences and how things play out. Like, a lot of things that you wouldn't expect to play out the way they do, you're like, oh, all right, this person's actually, like, legit in this kind of thing.
You land up with somebody, and then out of nowhere, the emotions and the feelings, everybody catch feelings at some point, you know, and it, I get it. Let's switch gears real quick. Kev, I want you to tell the world your OnlyFans story. We don't hop into it. Pause.
Oh, man. Here we go.
Is this the 8 and 31 or whatever?
Oh, hit and run 31.
Yeah.
You know what? It's part of it, but he had that name way before this story. But don't let me even hop on another story. Pause. Just go ahead, do your thing.
All right. So this my OnlyFans story. How I even like got on the OnlyFans. I retired. I stopped, but this was some time ago, we'll say. But
you had one?
Yeah, I had an account. Like, I had an actual account.
Like, you were a creator, or you were just like...
I was a creator.
Okay.
Showing feet pics in the racial chats.
Bro, he's wild. He wild for that. But it really has started off as a joke. I was overseas playing ball. And one of my guys was like, bro, he was like, bro, you should create a videos page, a Pornhub
page.
Wait,
your man wanted you to do an OnlyFans?
No, my man told me. He said, bro, if it was anybody, no, he bet me. He was like, it was a bet. He was like, bro, if it was anybody that would do a porn account, it would be you. And I was like, man, I wouldn't do nothing like that. And he was like, look, I bet you $200 that you can't get to the top 100 in the country. And I was like, you bet $200 that I can't get to the top 100. And I was like,
what country was this?
This was when I was in Romania.
Okay.
So I was playing ball, but you know, I was on the side, like, too. So my man was like, he said, I give you till the end of the season. The season was 6 months. So I'm like, I got 6 months to get to the 100. So I cleared the 100, but what I started figuring out was I was actually getting views. So I was like, man, I was like, when I get back to the States, I'm going to keep it going. Like, I'm going to keep the momentum going. But I got into a relationship and I ended up stopping right there and just left it at that.
You breezed over that. What kind of content were you doing? I mean, you don't have to get graphic.
This was,
But
these were yeah, I was gonna say, because you know your show is like kind of like PG-13, so I don't want to say
no. My show is rated R. I just you can tell how you want it.
Don't tell me you was being Lil Fizz out there now.
I don't know Lil Fizz. Time my hoe. Call time my
rookie. Yeah, who, what was that about?
I keep hearing about Lil Fizz. I don't know. Somebody in one of my group chats is like, "Yo, Joe Budden said he would have busted Lil Fizz and do it better." I'm like, "Oh, that's never a good sign." But I don't. Apparently, the man was like spread eagle or some shit. I don't know.
No, it wasn't.
Thank God. It wasn't one of those. On the Bird app, I didn't see that picture come through at all. So I appreciate every single one of my. Of the people that follow me and I follow, shout out Lady Gaga for not.
I had to unfollow people.
You knew he was going to slide that in there, though. You knew he was going. You knew.
Of course he did. Of course.
So we're doing like, and I don't know the porn terms, like girl on girl. It can't be girl on girl because like, you were there. So guy on girl.
No. It was just you know guy on girl like POV stuff. You know, like you got the camera. You might mount the camera, but like I would.
So you smash all these Romanian chicks?
Yeah, but the thing was, I would do it. It wasn't chicks though. Like I ain't gonna act like I was.
It wasn't chicks. It wasn't chicks.
No, I'm saying it wasn't. It wasn't multiple. It was just one person I was shooting with.
Because you know how some people
try to make it like they were shooting with different people. Like it was one person. But like my videos had kind of started picking up because like. I would do them in crazy places. Like, I'd be, like, in a cornfield and stuff like that. And that's, like, it would be weird.
Smashing places. A Romanian chick in a cornfield?
Yeah, clapping like cheeks in the cornfield.
Or in Romania.
I would walk around. You know how you just do stuff like you? I'd be, like, in a field somewhere. But, like, it would really be nobody over there. But it would look like it's somewhere that people would be at. And I'd walk around, like, whatever. Like, just doing stuff. And, like,
no,
it kind of
no, got I don't know about that. Because I've never... Shot an OnlyFans content.
I mean,
in a cornfield.
I understand. Honestly,
you get what I'm saying.
She sure, you've been English? In a cornfield before?
Yeah. A lot of people, you know, English is a lot of people in a lot of countries. That's their like, you know, they learn English. That's like the language they want to learn because it's kind of like a universal language now.
Right.
So yeah, a lot of people spoke English over there. It was surprising to me though because like when we go to these other countries, we don't know how to speak their language, but they know how to speak our language. And I was struggling to speak Romanian. I'm like, bro, it was so hard to understand, like, the way the letters. It's just a confusing language, you know, to learn.
So, but, you fell in love with that girl?
Nah, bro. It's just like you say. I ain't Fousey now. Nah. That's my boy. Fousey fall in love. I don't do that.
Whoa. You ain't... Okay, you've seen me fall in love once, but you ain't really seen me fall in love. Stop it.
Nah. You was in love, my boy. That was a five-year relationship. It was fake. You was taking a cute Facebook picture. You didn't love, bro. If a guy...
I was the one taking the pictures? I was a participant.
Listen, ladies out there, if he is posting you on his social media consistently...
Oh, you got to relax. It's some love there.
That was five years. It's some love then.
Yeah, in 5 years.
It should be love then, I would hope.
Yeah, I was going to say, I hope it's some love in 5 years.
Yeah. I hope it ain't hate
then. I ain't ghosting. Wait, how so, we get yo, to come like, back? Go back to OnlyFans. Wait a minute. Let's get off me.
See how you got to do Fousey, man, because Fousey be playing games. But you get
so, like, did you, like, take corn home with you?
Nah,
bro. It's corn.
I ain't gonna lie though, bro. I ain't gonna lie. I used to be in the fields eating like strawberries and stuff, bro. I ain't gonna lie, cause it'd be like
strawberries in a cornfield.
Fresh and
like,
no,
damn, I just
pesticides.
Got fucked.
Everything is all fresh, so I'm just like off the tree. You know what I'm saying? I'm shooting, getting off the tree. You know what I'm saying?
I mean,
enjoying myself.
Strawberries, you know? Come on vines, but you know I'm eating. I'm eating this strawberry and I'm with this Romanian girl, and you know what? We should have sex and film it right now. And put it on my OnlyFans. What is Romanian money? Like, what is it called?
It's called lei, like L-E-I.
So you was getting laid for lei?
Yeah.
Only
hey, Fousey be having the dad jokes. I ain't gonna lie. When it comes to the dad jokes, he might be the GOAT. He might got it. He might. But yeah, I was getting laid. And, like, their money is, like, it's, like, 4-1. So
it's conversion rate?
Yeah, so you know what I'm saying, like, you know, like $40 of their money is like, you know what I'm saying, like $10 of our money.
He was rich over there.
Yeah, he was.
That's
why he had a Romanian girl. He was showing her the time of her life.
No. Just the thing, though. But this
is getting paid WNBA wages.
Nah. Really, they pull over there because the euro is like the higher one, and then you got the pound. But then when you go to London with that like euro money, you find out how poor you really are. Like London is where you gotta like have money, because I think the pound is even worth more than the dollar now. It's like higher than the dollar
right now.
So
did you make a lot of money on OnlyFans?
No. I didn't really make. I know, like I said, when I was overseas,
you was doing it for free.
Yeah, I just was doing this to get
what?
Viewed. I was doing this.
You was fucking in the cornfield for free.
He was fucking in the cornfield for free.
I was doing it like what I'm saying is
a little
like,
corny.
I wasn't on OnlyFans, so I had to like sell my videos privately to people. Like you know how you create like a WhatsApp number. So I was getting money like that, but I'm saying like you know I wasn't.
You were selling your videos to people privately.
You don't post the whole video. You'll post like a 2-minute clip, and
that
so
way
people
you can sell it.
Right, so people can pay per view enough, so then they can buy it. But yeah, then you give them a WhatsApp number. You would send a video to them. They get the whole video, and then they send you the money first. Make sure you get the money first.
Get the money first.
Get the money first. That's the key. Just get the money first. But after you get the money first, then you send them the video, and then they have paid you for the video, and that's that.
The transaction. So you had mail customers. Did you not care at that point?
I didn't care who was asking. Like I said, if you paying your money spends exactly the same to me. You know what I'm saying? It was a lot of people that would like hit me up on WhatsApp because it was like one of them numbers where it was like a private number, so they could just hit me up there. Like I said, they would send me they could like either PayPal me. They had to use PayPal. But you know, PayPal me and then send me the money, and then I would get my money like that. Then when I came home, that's when OnlyFans came into play because I started hearing about how people was making money on OnlyFans, and then I signed up to OnlyFans.
He was
making bread over there.
Shout out to Romania.
So you got just mad pornos just chilling in Romania right now?
He got pornos floating around.
Like
the hit and run 31 tag on it.
But I was just, I don't know, bro. Like, it wasn't like, I ain't gonna say it was something I was doing like every day. No, I wasn't like that. Like, I would post like, you know, one or two videos a week, something like that. But like, it would be random, like, type of stuff. Like, it would just be like, just random, like, exhibition type stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like, stuff where like, you might be like, you're not outside publicly, but you like in a way where you could be seen publicly, if that makes sense. You know what I'm saying? Like, you be in a window and you got the view of like, the downtown behind you type stuff, like that type of stuff. So it would be a different type of approach to it. Because you get tired of seeing the same thing all the time.
I've seen these movies, not yours, but I've seen like
how do you know?
I hope not, man. I didn't go to the Romanian.
There you go, thinking you buying some random Romanian porn, and it's this motherfucker.
Well, that's how what's her name, Bonnie Run got. I think she got like super famous off of that because I think she was blowing somebody like in Germany, like on the wall or whatever. I think that's how her porn
the Berlin Wall.
It was somewhere in Germany. I'm not sure where, but it was wild.
Yeah,
I got to put Albany on the map then, I guess.
You got to do something.
It's a bunch of abandoned buildings, right? They got red X's all over. You just catch me like clapping cheeks on Clinton Ave or something. Nutty. Like,
the mean streets of Albany. Sarah, tell us about your OnlyFans experience.
It's definitely been interesting. I'll say that. I mean, you know, you have the typical vanilla dudes. Do what?
I said we can disagree, but go ahead.
It's definitely been interesting. You know, there are people that will come on there. The weirdest ones are that like will subscribe and then 5 minutes later they delete their whole account. It's super weird.
Mm-hmm.
And then you also have, and I'm
so
not
they basically they stole your pictures and then they got out of there.
Basically,
I hope not.
Yeah, I mean that's what it would be, right? Because. And yeah. I'm by no means am I an expert, but I'm just trying to think of logistics wise. If I sign up for your pictures or videos, I'm gone in 5-10 minutes. they signed up to steal your shit, and then they're probably like posting on other sites and getting paid for it. They posted in Romania or some shit.
Hey Sarah, can I say something though?
Yeah, something, for sure. Sarah?
So what I was going to say is, a lot of times with the OnlyFans subscriptions, to be 100 with you, is you get a lot of subscriptions, but half of it is love, half of it is hate. So half of it is like how she say, like, it'll just be somebody that literally created an account because they nosy and they want to see what you got on your OnlyFans in particular.
Yep.
They'll go on the page, they'll have their account for one day, and then it'll say, account has been deleted. You still get paid for it, though.
Oh,
but
yeah.
You'll see that the account has been deleted, so you know it's like, this person just wanted to see what I had on my page, and then they just deleted their account. You know what I'm saying?
So
yeah,
as someone, I'm sorry, sir, I'll get back to you, but I was gonna say, someone explained to me, because I never thought about making a OnlyFans myself. I'm not that guy. But you know, wherever there's money being made, I'm always interested, right? And so a friend of mine, she was like, yeah, I charge like $30 and people subscribe and then they pay for private videos.
Yeah.
And that fucked with me a little bit, because it's like, wait, so you subscribe to pay for more shit? And she's like, it's like when you go in a club and you pay. And I was like, I can't relate. But she's like, it's like when people go in the club and they pay, you don't get free drinks. So you're basically paying to get in the club. And I'm like, that's a little exploitation if you ask me. But however the money come, but I tell you what, if I'm paying $30 to get in your club, you better give me a comp drink or something. Like, I don't want to fucking
sit there and pay a bunch of... Let me give it a different spin for you. So let me give it this one, right? So let's say you go to a strip club, right? Okay. Most of the time, I'm not foolish. I'm a regular person. So when I go to a strip club, if I had to get in, I have to pay to get in. Okay. So I pay my money to get in the strip club. Now, when I'm in a strip club, I'm entitled to see women dance. I have to buy a drink, but that's, you know, that's normal. But I'm entitled to see the women dance. But if I want a private dancer, I would have to pay a little bit more. And I kind of feel like it's the same like idea behind it, because it's like, yeah, you
for paying sure.
Like a live dance,
huh? Yeah,
live dances in strip clubs. I got you.
Like one of them type of, and I feel like if you get a private video, it might be a different video that she don't even have on her page yet that nobody else seen that you may want to see. So it might, you might, you know, be inclined to want to pay for that too. That's how I look.
Or they take requests. They probably take requests.
No, that's the other part of it too. A lot of people do video requests too, and that's how they make their money, because
people have naked
requests, so you never know what you'll find.
So Kel, what kind of requests did you have to deal with?
Man, sometimes you'll get
fucking in a cornfield.
Like, nah, it won't even be that. It'll be like a request, like something as simple as like take a picture with a sign, and they want to see like the sign with the date on it, because they just want to make sure it's actually you. Like, it'd be stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, people would say, take a picture with, like, the
so, time. So, again, I'm going to ask, Kev, these were guys giving you requests too?
No. Now, with this I'm talking about would be women doing this.
But would you care if it was a guy? Like, if a guy was like, yo, I'm going to send you $100. I just need you to take a picture in front of the Raven State, AMT Stadium, M&T Stadium.
Well, most of you got to think, though, most of your subscribers is going to be mixed.
Right. Well, I mean, I think dudes are the biggest consumer, right, of sex work and porn. I'm almost certain that men are the biggest consumer, because it goes men and then it goes women who are content creators, and they support other content creators.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then haters, and then women, and
yeah,
then people in Albany.
hate buying somebody's porn is crazy.
I'm going to support you and hate you.
Bro, it's crazy, but people do, bro.
No, it's happened to me, honestly. Was,
I'm saying, wild.
Tell me more, Sarah. First of all, Sarah, did you ever fucking a cornfield?
No. I didn't have the chance yet, but thank you for that idea.
Isn't it illegal to have sex in public? I literally saw on the Bird app where somebody did, I think they like had sex in a restaurant or something, and it got away with it, but then a cop showed up. And
well, that's because they brought it to Twitter like idiots, just like the homegirl that was like squirting at the brunch.
Like, wait, what? Like,
what brunch was this? there was a video. Homegirl, she squirted all over the floor at the brunch, and everybody was like, "What are you doing?" Like, well, this is what people do nowadays. They just try to out freak each other when it comes to this, because
they want the craziest content at the craziest places. Yeah,
like I'm cool with people being sex positive, like, good for you, but having being positive about it and squirting at brunch is like fucked up. Like, that's just nasty.
Two different things.
Like,
I
want to enjoy my
eggs. If you get some of your squirt on my fucking eggs, we got a problem. Like,
yeah, especially because I don't know you.
Right. Oh wait, if you know the person, the squirt is different.
You know, it might be a little different. It could be we all have temptations.
So. I've tasted this squirt before. It's okay.
Yeah. Oh my god!
Like, right before I go,
you can tell her pH balance is all right. You know.
All right, so still on the subject with Sarah, would you be, and disclaimer, I'm not talking about me because people think when I joke, I like to insert myself, but no. That actually sounded weird when I just said that.
Insert yourself.
Yeah.
Can we get a pause right there, brother?
I was talking to a girl, though.
But that's your people, though, but I got you.
Yeah, so Sarah, if your friend, fucking followed you on your OnlyFans, is that weird? How do you deal with that? Because I actually saw an argument about that on the Bird app on Twitter. It was like, this girl said that a friend of hers, who she considered one of her like close guy friends, he subscribed to her, and then she ended up like stop being friends with him because she's like, I don't see him like that. And I'm like, well, he's a guy, he sees you like that regardless how close he is to you, like he's still a flesh. So how would you deal with that? Like, if your best male, your bestie that's a male, that's straight, and didn't say never said he liked you, was always there for you, you don't cry on this man's shoulder or whatever, and then randomly you notice he subscribes to your OnlyFans. Would you give
so him a funny discount? Story. So funny story, this actually did happen, but it was, with some, like, one of my guy friends that I used to hang out with, like, forever ago, and so he actually just had, like, a kid, like, a month ago. I'm not going to say names because this is super embarrassing.
Probably. Let me go through my friends who had kids recently. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah.
No, so he subscribed, and then I immediately sent it to all my friends. I was like, oh, yikes, he just subscribed.
Wait. Why you put that man on blast like that? He's supporting a small business?
Like, hey, listen, yeah, support your friends. But, I also have guy friends that have subscribed. But I mean, it's a little awkward, but at the same time too, hey, thanks for supporting me. But I do have, there's one certain guy friend, like, we're super cool, but he'll buy my nudes all the time. It doesn't bother me, honestly. I mean, because sometimes I'm like, ooh, that's a good angle, or ooh, maybe you should do it this way.
If that's your guy friend, why don't you just do it direct to consumer and cut the middleman out? Because then is that weird? Because then it's personal, it's not a business setting.
Well, both. And then, sometimes they'll be like, let me get that discount. And I'm like, I don't give friends discount. You subscribe for the full price. Or I had this dude recently.
Doesn't OnlyFans take a cut, right?
Yeah, they take 20%.
Mm-hmm. 20%.
20%.
20% of your body. But so you wouldn't just sell it to that friend like, hey, you don't have to go through OnlyFans. Just give me whatever you charge a month and I'll send you a set of nudes or whatever. That doesn't sound like a business. See, I always think about the money side, right? Like,
no, I've done that too, and like he'll randomly do that too. Like, so he subscribes and he'll still like buy nudes or whatever, and then what do you call it?
So he pay OnlyFans and you, your man a son.
Has he ever tried to like make a move? Like,
oh yeah, I mean, like, we hooked up one time, but we were just like, oh, this is
there,
like,
there it, is.
It was like a was super drunk night. Corn?
Did you have popcorn? Was it? Wait, so there it is. So you hooked up, and now he's buying your nudes.
Yeah, he's been buying my nudes for years.
Trying to restore. But,
so he bought your nudes, then you hooked up with him.
Yeah, this was like,
he set a goal and he achieved that goal, and now he's, he's paying.
But
he
still, that's the thing. He still buys them to this day. Honestly, I think it was last week I actually just bought one. So,
what was it? Show the class.
I can't do that. That's why you have to subscribe, and don't worry, I'll put my OnlyFans handle on here everyone can see it.
Send the 3-day free trial, though.
The free trial. The same thing but different. Would you feel weird? I mean, I know you don't do it anymore, but when you were doing your OnlyFans shit, would you feel weird if like a female friend of yours who you were close with but you never like thought of hooking up with them, whatever, they just started subscribing to you, would you feel like an object, like a piece of meat?
I would think that's weird, though. I ain't gonna lie, because it's like, if that's your friend, like, y'all never messed with each other, y'all just been cool, like, y'all just been, like, you know, just platonic friends, and then out of nowhere, they just randomly subscribe to your OnlyFans, then you ain't on the OnlyFans preaching, so they know you doing something a little wild on there, so it's like, why would you want to see that if you really my friend? If you really just my friend, not like if we used to talk or nothing like that, if we just platonic friends, why are you wanting to see that? You know what I'm saying? I feel like it would be weird on mine. I'm not saying that it never happened. I never had that happen to me where it was like
that you know of.
Yeah, well, I was gonna say yeah, because sometimes
people put fake names.
Hey, your teammate that recommended that you get on OnlyFans, he definitely subscribed to your shit.
He's gonna be like, yo, I recommended that field. That field is my idea. Where my cut?
It's like, bro, you hurt. I saw a bruise in your thigh. Like, when did you see my thigh?
Like, yo, remember that one time? I hit you on the line. Nah, the thing is, though,
I mean, it's true, man. People do be creating them fake pages, though. So you never know who, you know what I'm saying, who creating what. You never know who's looking at what.
Or create multiple accounts.
And yeah. They pay you on each account?
Yeah, they gotta pay
for each account.
These boys got money.
Yeah, so
I don't got OnlyFans money.
No, I know.
I got Wendy
handing out money like that. I might go start one. I don't know what I'm going to do on it, but.
Feet picks Albany.
Oh, God.
I got a lot of Crocs. Like, they might ride. They might want to see that. There's a market for everything.
I have this guy.
We're not kink shaming, by the way. No kink shaming. Go ahead, you had this guy.
Never kink shaming on here ever. I had this guy, he actually made three different accounts. Don't ask me why he did it. But I mean, he was the most, it was so bad. He was like, oh, we should, my favorite opening line of guys when they figure out like I have an OnlyFans is, oh, we should make OnlyFans content. I'm like, bro.
Are you
I'll create content with you, right? Like,
bruh.
And I got a friend who I used to say that to, like, when she told me something, but I was only joking. She knew I was joking, like, oh, I'll create content with you, but ain't no way. Like, first of all, am I getting paid? Because you getting paid? I'm all about the money. But I'm sure that plenty of guys would try to be that's their pickup line when they find out you make OnlyFans, like, hey, can I create content with you?
Yeah, that's always their opening line. If I had a dollar for every time that somebody said that,
you'd be rich. You wouldn't need
OnlyFans. You got a dollar for every time they subscribe to you.
That's literally everything to say. They always hit you with that. They'd be like, we should create content together. And then you gotta like,
wait, Kev, you got hit with that too?
All the time. Like, women hit you with the same thing. Like, women do the same thing. They'll be like,
Wait, but was it content creators or was it regular women subscribing?
No, it was women content creators that, well, I guess everybody that has an OnlyFans is a content creator technically. So it was women content creators, but then it was just women that would be like on my Twitter. You know what I'm saying? They'd be like,
Twitter too.
Some content. And I'm like, why would it make sense for me to shoot content with you? Like, not being funny, but like, I don't know you. Like, I could
kill me and chop me up into little pieces.
You could want to rob me. I don't know your sexual history. I should just shoot with you because you mentioned me on Twitter. Like, all right, cool. Let's go.
What if they had a page of content where you can see they're actually content creators? Would you do it? Or have you done it?
I feel like if you're shooting content with somebody, y'all got to have chemistry. So that's the thing people don't realize is that they think that these content that's being created is created by random people. It's not random people. Like, these people know each other. They probably known each other for years. They probably been having sex for years or some type of chemistry going on. So it's not like you could just create content with anybody. You can't just be like, I'm going to shoot with this person, because it's just going to be two people on camera. It's not going to be the same type of like chemistry. It's not going to be the same type of vibe.
You really care about chemistry when you shooting porn for money?
It matters.
And it does matter 100% because people can tell if you're like actually into that person.
So no squirting on it, no squirting at the brunch if you don't fuck with them.
Squirting at the brunch.
Name this episode, squirting at the brunch.
I don't have a.
Why not?
I don't have a whatchamacallit. Like, I don't have a OnlyFans or anything like that, but I could see, like, if I had an account, like if I was a creator and my like one of my girlfriends was like, oh yeah, like I subscribed to your joint. I'm like, yo, why? Like, I would feel awkward. Like, what do you like?
You could have subscribed in real life.
Yeah, like now you just paid me. Like you paid, you paid me to let me know that you was feeling me. You could have just came up to me and said that, but now you gotta pay for this dub because I'm still dubbing you. I'm gonna take your money and I'm gonna say thank you. I'm gonna send off that little email like, hey, thanks for subscribing. Yep. And
thank you, message. Get them every time.
Like make them.
I
feel
appreciate
important.
your money.
Like yeah, man, give me that.
$8. Here's a nipple.
Like. Yeah,
but no, a great example of this is, so it was on, I have a Twitter too, so somebody, some other content creator followed me and then he started messaging me, so then I went on his OnlyFans and he was just fucking all these random girls to his OnlyFans.
Yeah,
it was free at the time. So yeah, because I wanted to see, because he was like trying to make content with me. And I was like, I don't know about this. Let me like look through. And it was just like, he had so many different girls, like for each video. And I was like, and he wasn't using a condom with any of them. And I was like, you know what? I think I'm good.
That's the other thing too.
Because make sure you get tested. STIs and STDs are running rapid. Always. Be careful who you sleep with. I saw this interview. With this, well, thank God I'm not out here being crazy in Charleston. Like some people put on a post about me.
I'm kidding.
I'm 1,083-1. so I'm good. But no, I saw this interview with, I forget the lady's name. She does porn and has a OnlyFans and like Naked Baker, I think her name is. But she does, like, she says she has a house. She brings these people to her house, mostly women, and they do the whole thing where they all go get tested before they do anything. So it's like, it's part of, she's like, have a weekend party. You get there on Thursday, and Thursday y'all go on to the clinic together to get tested. And then, like, once the results come back, then you're good. Like, then she says they do whatever they do. And I was like, I can't imagine if you sleep with that many people having to run to the clinic every fucking time. It's, I mean, it's necessary. But it's,
no,
gotta,
it definitely
it's,
is.
It's gotta be, you know, like
maybe the clinic got specials,
the 2-for-1s.
Like you get the, you know,
2-for-1 STD testing.
You like, hey, you back again? You motherfucker! You
seven, buy six tests, get one free. Like something crazy.
No, but that's pretty normal in porn, though. Like you have to always get tested. Like they're constantly being.
I know
tested.
In Cali, it's literally the law. Like you have to, because they had. At one time, Cali, and I know this from a news section, not from watching porn, but the Cali, they had a big rampant outbreak of like herpes and HIV. And then they in Congress literally had to pass that you need to get tested and you have to have your paperwork to shoot porn in Cali.
I think in Vegas too, with the, well, I think it's different because it's for prostitution, but
yeah,
prostitutes got to get tested too. Who out there testing them? How do you know? Like you can prostitute, but where your papers at?
I think you have to show papers, right?
I think you got to I think you got to show some. It's fairly recent that it just
they got cops rolling up on streetwalkers like, where your papers?
The same way they got people showing up.
Are you clean?
They got immigration showing up. They got cops.
This committee is indecisive. Go home.
They got the one dude dressed like Bumblebee probably out there. You got to test him too. Like,
is Bumblebee prostituting? Wait,
who knows? It's Vegas. Anything happens. I got a little crazy Vegas story too, because me and my friends from college, we always go because they got birthdays at the end of June, and so we always go. And first year
we
did went.
Together.
What happened?
I said, "Well, we in Vegas together."
Right? Who knows? Probably pass each other. We went to the club and we was like just chilling, and some girl walked up to me and my boy and just. Opened our mouths and just put Molly on our tongue. That was the first time I ever had Molly in my life.
Wait, how somebody walk up to you, open your mouth? She said, "Say ah."
She was cute.
she was one of those things
that the doctors used.
I even know. I could have died. It was just one of them things. She like, about it came up and happened so fast. It was like when you know how like when you like you see little kids, you like it was like that caught me good. And fucking next thing you know, I'm rolling on the streets of Vegas. Like I'm walking around. Like I don't know what
girl?
Time I got.
The girl left you?
Yeah, she just kept going. Me and my boy.
Ghosted you.
Tore
ah,
up.
Karma.
Yeah, it was. I got some wild Vegas stories. Like I fingered a girl in the pool at Wet Republic. she was from She was from England. Still friends to this day.
You still friends with her?
Yeah,
we were supposed to add that part in there, though. You know,
me and my boy was supposed to meet her and her friend to go on a helicopter with him, but we was too drunk and we passed out. Missed out on the helicopter ride.
You fucked up on the Queen of England?
She ain't here now. I'm the one to let her tell about it. nah, but yeah, I'm still friends with homegirl. Like, she got kids now, so it's a little different. I can't be like, yo, remember that one time I had you in the pool? But now it's just like, hey, like happy the holidays.
Anniversary. Yeah, anniversary of the finger.
Yo, well, it's funny because I have a picture. I'll have to send it to y'all. I had a tank top that said "I love white girls" on it, and this was back in the day when the snow bunny era was in full effect. And
it's probably still in full effect.
It can be. It can be. It depends. But at that moment, like every time I had that tank top on, I walk around there like, "Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, boy." And I'm like. Oh, but then it was like old white ladies doing it too, and I'm like, all right, man, this mm-hmm. gotta take this.
You should have. You had to specify.
No, well, up here, like I go to the horse racing track during the summer, and the Cougars is out. So, being the faithful man that I am, I just say hi and say,
"Nice to meet you." You weren't always in a relationship.
Oh, you don't ghost them?
No, I don't ghost them because they might pay for my student loans or some shit down the road. Those are the kind of people you gotta keep close.
What you gotta do?
Like, yeah, I will say horse racing is fun. Kev, what's the joint in Baltimore? Pimlico?
Pimlico,
yeah. Yeah, I used mm-hmm. to go to that. My man Prescott, he played for the Ravens, so we always get like free tickets. And I would go there, be in the middle of the fucking circle, popping champagne, not really knowing what's going on, but having a grand old time. So horse racing is fun. Also, I have a hat. It's supposed to say Black Hawks, but it says "I love black chicks." And ironically, when I used to wear that hat out and go to like primarily white clubs, the girls found it as a challenge. So they were like, I got a bunch of pictures with girls wearing that hat. I'm like, I don't think y'all really know what the hat say, because if y'all did, y'all would not be on me. Anyway, I think we good with the combos. The OnlyFans content took up a lot of time, but I'm okay with that because I love the conversation and there's no arguments.
Yeah, I don't think there would be.
No, I mean, y'all might be arguing about who's the top 100 or whatever. I don't know how that works.
Yeah, now you gotta get back. Kev gonna have to get back in the game real quick. Like, yo,
Kev, they want you in the game, Kev.
New
Apple. Nah, man.
Nate wants you in the game, Kev.
Now you gotta hit the Apple Orchard, bro. Like, you gotta just start doing
that. I ain't gonna lie, man. Like, your phone never stopped getting notifications, because, like, if you got a Twitter account, it's people up all hours of the night liking your posts and replying and all of that.
From so all over the world.
Yeah.
And if you put the hashtags.
Yeah, you got to use the hashtags to get out there. So then it'd be everybody on your thing. It's just like, bro. Your notifications never
stop. Hashtag
corn. Hashtag corn.
If you want to see Kevin work, look up the
hashtag. That was the love. I was hoping you was going to get it. You got it. I was hoping you was going to get it.
Right. I don't want to click that now, man. See,
right? Why would you be clicking cornfields? As a black man, I would not be feel comfortable in a white country in a cornfield. So I'll give you props, Kevin, for that. So let's wind down the episode. This has been a great conversation. I promise y'all wouldn't take up too much of y'all time.
We're still having fun.
I know we are having fun. I mean, we had this conversation all night, but you know, I try to keep my shit to around an hour to an hour and a half, just so people on their ride to work and back can get all this content, you know. Nate, what's something you think mad about that happened this week, this month, whatever? What do you think mad about today?
Oh, man. It's going to sound crazy. So,
people who ghost me. No, go ahead.
Oh, that's going to keep happening. I already know.
He said that's going to keep happening. He just knows it's going to happen.
My man said he Casper, but go ahead.
It's something that I think we all go through during this time, especially these places not having enough cashiers. So I was at Dollar Tree yesterday, and that's my first mistake. I was at Dollar Tree, and this lady in front of me had probably 100 candy bars, and the cashier,
you might have kids or something for the grandkids, whatever.
Well, it wasn't even that. It was the lady. She scanned them one by one. And I'm like, yo, are we serious right now? And the customer looked back at me. She was like, I'm so sorry. I said, fuck this. I'm out. Like, just get more cashiers. Like, any place. I don't care. Like, if I have to wait more than, like, 5 minutes, I'm out. Like, I ain't got time for that shit. Like, even the self-checkout, be broken, all that. Like, so yeah, that's what I'm being mad about. Like, because I know it's going to happen again with the holiday weekend. Like, Target going to be crazy. Walmart going to be crazy. So just get more cashiers or more self-checkouts.
All right. So you're mad. You're fake mad about cashiers. Kev, what you fake mad about today?
I gotta work on my engagement with people on these, like, on these posts, man, on my reels, because they comment crazy stuff. And I'm not used to, like, not saying nothing, but I'm having to learn, like, bro, you can't say stuff to everybody. You just gotta, like, not comment back. Because it'll be somebody that say something crazy. And usually I don't even get mad. I just click on their profile and I look at them and I laugh and then think of something funny to say about it. So, like, recently I've been doing that and I've been like, I got to chill out because I can't just be going on random people's page and comment on their picture and talking about them. Or, you know what I'm saying? I can't do that. So, like,
hey, that's going to be half your fan base, bro.
Yeah, I realize.
People engage with you.
Yeah, that's what I – so I got to realize that it's just how people comment on the internet, because – no matter what you say on the internet, if somebody want to debate, they're going to debate your post. Like, you could literally say, I like blue hoodies, and somebody will come on there like, yeah, but the red hoodie better. And it's like, bro, I didn't even say anything about why it got to be a comparison. Like, they make everything a comparison on the internet, and it's just like, bro, that's not – can we read and comprehend the post before we comment? But that's
that
what
would require common sense.
Nah, you got to say – whatever, just to get your likes and your retweets up, or your followers. Like, people right. say some of the craziest things under posts that have nothing to do with the post, and I'm like, what is going on?
It's just like, it may, I just, some people, they'll comment some crazy stuff, and I'll literally just say, bro, do you need a hug? Are you okay? Like, because sometimes, you know, a brother need a hug, or they just need to be told it's gonna be okay, because they ain't all right. So I just like to ask before I, you know, say anything mean.
I do that on Twitter a lot. Shit.
Like, not with Twitter, but on my Facebook, I literally be like, say, bro, I know we cool, but you don't have to comment on everything I post. Like, if some people who will post, who comment on everything, and they think they funny. Some people are, and, like, you know, you got the post hijackers. They cool. Like, you know, they want to come in and, like, I'll say something funny. They come in, they want to double down on the funny and try to get people to like their comment, whatever. Okay, that's cool. But some people
exactly
say
exactly what you're talking about.
But some people say shit that don't make sense, and I just be like, all right, like, my nature is to respond, but I'm like, no, leave it alone. Let them be. Let them die in that hill that they climbed upon. So I get it.
Then they get cooked sometimes. That's the best part, when somebody get on your post thinking they're funny.
The funniest shit cooked. Is that I have a lot of loyal, I call them friends. They friends and family. It's not like I'm so big social media guy, right? So, like, friends and family, I know them. But when somebody, like, say something or try to come at me, I never have to, state my point, because somebody else is already going to get on them and be like, what the fuck are you talking about? Like, it's incredible. I love it. I mean, I'm just down for the interaction. But, you know, I be eating my popcorn chilling. Corn! I be eating my popcorn chilling. It's fucking, like, watching it. Sarah, what are you fake mad about today?
Oh, God. How nobody can fucking merge in Charleston. I don't understand. I don't understand.
Is it because y'all got trash drivers here?
I mean, they're all from Ohio or New York or New Jersey.
Don't blame us.
First of all, don't bring Jersey into this. But
fuck Jersey.
That's why you going through shit now. Anyway. So
yeah, because that's where sperm donor lives.
Hey, I'm from Jersey. You gotta watch it.
Yo, not for nothing. My pops is from Jersey, and I consider him that too. So, where he lives in Jersey, so I get you. Asbury Park,
hood dude, and then
he Asbury Park in Long Branch, and I'm like, fam, he had
Asbury
me.
At Park, that's what Action Park is, right? Six Flags, Asbury Park, but all right, that's Jackson. They're right next to each other.
No, I ain't never been. He ain't take me.
Every time it rains in Charleston, it's guaranteed there'll be accidents. It's not even funny.
Oh, my God.
I have a news alert. Like, damn, it just started raining 10 minutes ago. because people don't know how to drive. So drivers in Charleston ain't shit. I'll give you that.
It's like on the SpongeBob episode where it's like he turns on the orb of confusion. That's literally how people in Charleston drive when like anything besides the sunshine is out. I swear.
That's how it is here with snow. When we get snow every year around the same time. And I'm like, how are y'all doing
this? You should
be
prepared.
It snowed today and somebody spun out. I'm like, it wasn't even a half an inch. I'm like, what are you doing? Like, that just means you got bum ass tires. Like, get new tires. Are you spinning out on this? There was a news thing last week because we did get, I want to say, like 6 or 7 inches of snow last week. We weren't supposed to, and we just did. And the news had like a segment of just cars spun out. I'm like, every year, it's December. Like, we are going to get snow.
It's Albany.
It's Albany. But we actually get lucky. Like, New York City gets it bad. And then, like, Buffalo and Rochester and Syracuse get it bad. We get it decent. We're supposed to get a snowstorm this weekend, though. So that just kind of saves me from having to do any crazy Christmas stuff.
Well, I hope you'll be safe in the snow, playing in the snow, and go to the snow.
Well, yeah, man. I gotta go. Well, I gotta go to my mom's crib, though.
You be making snow angels? Yeah.
I got snow pants, so that's not out of the realm of possibility.
A grown ass man making a snow angel.
No. Why not? Like, why? I ain't got nothing else to do.
I want to know Kevin's craziest inbox or like request from OnlyFans.
Oh,
I got. I've got Apple one orchid. I'll say like the one I get that's the worst is like. It always be like I'll tell you one that I got that was the worst. So you know how you'll have white husbands that hit you up and say, hey, I want to watch you, you know, fuck my wife, that type of thing, right?
Cucks.
You get that
right,
a lot.
Cucks.
That's common. That's common though, right? But the thing is though, this would be the part that mess you up. The part that mess you up is that the wife don't even be knowing about it. It'd be the husband's fantasy the whole time. And you don't find that out till like later on when you talk to the wife, she'll be like, yeah, I don't know nothing about that. And then you find out. But a lot of times what I found is that white men have a fetish with, like, not, and I'm not being racist like that, but I'm saying in the porn world, you know what I'm saying, in that world, is that white men have a fetish of black men, and they'll use their wife to like kind of like feed that fetish, if that makes sense to you.
Mm-hmm. You know, I've actually had this happen to me in real life.
See what I'm saying? You see what I'm saying?
I've had it happen to me in real life, and it's weird. Because it's like, yo, your wife is mad cute, but like the fact that you want me to do that is just like awkward.
The fact you want to be there.
Yeah, like watch it. Like, yo, like what satisfaction do you get out of that? Like, you want to see my
but
ass?
But everybody had their thing. Like, I'm not judging them for that. I'm saying,
no,
that,
yeah.
I'm just saying, no, that King I'm judging them for lying about it. Like, he made it seem like it was his wife's idea, but it was his idea the entire time. That's the part where I'm like,
That's crazy.
Because if you're not open with your partner, then that's very awkward.
Yeah, I feel like that's something that you definitely got to be open with your partner about, because having this almost surprise guy show up, you're like, oh, yeah.
Surprise, a black man.
Like, hey. But you never know. What if she's like, yeah, yes, been waiting for this moment, like, bucket list. Like,
we talked about this. So, Kev, how much did you charge him?
No, I never went. I ain't never go. Nah, that was it for me, bro. I never. This is what I always thought. So you know how you watch them movies, you watch them Law and Order, CSI movies and stuff like that. So my thought was, I was like, man, if I ever was
you're
to do that,
set up.
Nah, not even that. Getting set up. I would think that the husband would just go crazy and be like, "What? You never did this with me?" And trip out and do, you know what I'm saying? And go, you know what I'm saying? And you see how, you know, you never know what that type of effect can have on a guy. Even though some people might say they cool, in the moment they might trip, and then it's like, I'm naked, man. What I'm gonna do? Like, I'm naked.
Right?
I'm at a disadvantage. So it's like, you know, what am I gonna do? So I always thought it would go left, so I never did it.
Sarah, what was your craziest inbox since you asked that question?
All right. So this was more of like a kink video that they wanted, because, you know, like, as Kev said, like, you know, you have your subscription, and then I won't post videos, but I'll post like a screenshot of a video and be like, don't forget, you know, these videos are for sale or can always make you one. So I charge like, you know, have about like, you know, what the kink is. So this guy.
You charge more based on the kink?
Oh, yeah. I mean, because when I tell you what I had to do, you'll be like, oh, okay, I get it now. So he wanted me to be completely naked, spread eagle. He wanted me to go into the tub, get a cup, pee into the cup, and then pour the pee on my tits.
Now, when you say he wanted you to do this, I feel like you did it.
So hopefully whoever is listening to this doesn't find out, but I used food coloring. Like I switched the cups like off camera. And then, oh God, I would have to like look in my inbox. But yeah, he wanted me to do that and like
hey,
do that.
Hey, share your screen. Look in your inbox. Show us.
Oh God, like some of these, I mean, that would be a whole nother 20 minutes of going through my inbox on OnlyFans. But then, so he wanted me to do that. But the entire time I had to be looking into the camera. So that was probably the weirdest one I've done. Again, not kink shaming.
Maybe he liked your eyes. Like,
and I guess maybe that was peeing on my tits.
Yeah, maybe that was his way of saying like, well, if she pours piss on her tits, I could see her eyes.
She knows me. She's doing this for me.
So how much did you charge for this?
So I charged him $75 for that.
$75?
Right. I mean, because, yeah, that was
I'm in the wrong business. Like, I'm not pouring piss on myself, but you know, I feel like.
Well, I didn't either because I, you know, I used to.
I'd fake pee in a cup for $75.
No, exactly. That's what I did.
Man, you got to pee in a cup. It's just going to pour it on yourself.
Yeah. Good point.
And then the other weird one was. So I went to this festival. Yeah, this is the other one. So I went to this festival. It was called Christmas in July. So I was wearing like a Santa Claus outfit, but like lingerie version. And somebody was like, I want you to pose like you're Mrs. Claus. And I was like, okay. Because I was wearing it and I had posted it. So that was the only other weird thing. Like
he was a picture with a reindeer.
No, I didn't have one on deck because I was in Wilmington for this. Nah. But it was pretty funny. And he was like sexting me on the messages, like pretending he was, you know, Santa Claus. He's like, so what does Mrs. Claus have under that outfit? Just like,
presents?
Did he tell you to sit on his lap?
Surprise.
You had a Santa kink?
He did. And then I had somebody else too who, God, he was really into Avatar. Oh, and he wanted to role play.
Did so you paint yourself blue?
He wanted me to, but then he actually bought all the paint and everything. But I was like, if we're going to do this, I want $500. Because if I'm going to role play painted blue and wearing literally nothing like in the Avatar, I was like, that's going to be $500.
I think Avatar, I think you probably would look like Smurfette.
Yeah, it was definitely interesting for sure. Again, not kink shaming, but some people just have interesting kinks.
That Avatar
for sure.
One with the new movie out though, that might go now. You should think about that.
You
one.
Might get that file on it.
Yeah. You paint yourself like one of the sequel characters. You might.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Thank you.
You might get it now.
Hey, we need 10%.
I know. 1%, sorry.
1%.
Because OnlyFans already takes 20.
That's why direct to consumer.
Yeah, Kev had the little WhatsApp number. Just do that.
Yeah,
but that's what she do now. That's what she's saying. But she's saying in addition, but it's like you need OnlyFans because it's weird. It's like if you don't have an OnlyFans, it's like people don't validate. They like, oh, they don't think you're a valid person. They think you're fake.
Right.
So you have to have that.
You need that verification.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or they want to see, like, you actually have content on there.
Yeah.
That would be worth buying in the future.
Not just scamming people or whatever. Yeah. Or just putting out some bull. Because a lot of...
I'm sure there's OnlyFans scams out by now. The scammers
are
probably
yeah.
Like the scammers are wild right now.
That will post, like, their the IG story and then tell you to go to the OnlyFans. And it's the same thing as the IG story. I'm like, wait a minute.
Oh, wait, yeah, what? A lot of
Finesse. Nate sounds like a pissed off customer right now.
Yeah, you do.
Oh, no.
You telling you want to exchange or something. No, I need to exchange that.
Oh, you,
I need
you to got the milk and then you pay for the cow?
I heard about it. Not my own experience.
Okay. Clean it up.
And it was like, the creators will have like, oh yeah, come to my OnlyFans. Like if you want to see more, but it'll be like, oh, you want to see more, and it's just like the leg. Like, wait a minute. I subscribe to see like your kneecap. Like,
you subscribe to see your leg.
Like, I guess I'll just go back to IG. Like, I'll play my cards right, and I see a couple other kneecaps I like.
I see a nipple. You never know.
Yeah, somebody got to slip up somewhere.
Slip up, nip up. Gotcha. All right, that's another title. Slip up, nipple. Anyway, all right, let's wrap this up. Fake Mad Podcast is Fousey B. You know how I give it up. You know how we get down. This is a Blue Still Productions podcast. Shout out to the gang. Y'all go ahead and say y'all goodbyes. Nate, you know, say bye to your people in Albany.
Oh, if my people in Albany see this, I'm either be a legend or I'm going to not make it through the weekend. So let's have fun. Let's not ghost anymore. In 2023, we're not ghosting.
I want to say Nate had no idea we were going to be talking about OnlyFans. Like,
had no clue.
Oh, you didn't?
He hit me up and was like, yo, you're not in the pod? I was like, say less, I'm in. Like,
pod, but, like, because usually what I'll do is I'll send like here some of the things we talk about. But I had to go to the barbershop today when I was gonna do when I got from the barber, but again I went to the bar. So that was on me, but you know, Nate's a good sport anyway.
Yeah, like in all honesty, I'll be completely transparent. Like that's cool shit with me. Like I put my own blind trust in you, so thank you for that. Like that shit it's fun. It's always fun. How cool as hell. Like even the like I'm sorry that the corn had to see ass cheeks.
Corn. Yo, they shipped that corn to America.
No, I know that's that dole or whatever it is, the cream corn. That's all.
Oh sorry. God, cream corn.
My bad, bro.
No,
I ain't gonna sleep well tonight. Fuck.
Say your goodbyes, Kev.
Hey man, I appreciate y'all having me, man. If y'all can add me on IG, Hit and Run 31. Facebook, Kevin Turner II. I got, like I said, sports reviews, breakdowns, all that good stuff. Positive vibes. I post regular stuff too. So yeah, just follow me. And even if you just watch my video, that's support. So I appreciate it.
Get the money. Sarah, say your goodbyes.
Thanks for having me on the podcast. And, you know, I came into this blind too. And I was a little hesitant only because, you know, I'm very upfront about everything, but I also don't broadcast it. But thank you for not. Yeah, no, I was like, you know, I was like, you know what, Foods isn't going to come on here and like bash me. So thank you for letting me well, hell yeah, brother, I'm here for it. But yeah, no, thank you. But yeah, if you want to follow me on Instagram too, it's SARIEWAHL. And then of course, my OnlyFans is Sari, SARIE, Smokahannes. I appreciate you.
Smokahannes?
Yeah. Because my nickname in high school was I look like Pocahontas, and then, you know, Smokahannes.
Did you ever, like, make a you know where I'm going at with this.
No, go ahead.
Cosplay of Pocahontas?
Yeah, did you ever cosplay of Pocahontas?
You know what? You're giving me like, ideas.
In a cornfield?
Like, you could just run through all these, like, Disney movies, like Pocahontas, Avatar. Like, you know, there's probably a Toy Story one you could do. Write like titties on the bottom of your foot or something.
No, like assless chaps. You know, you're giving me so many great ideas. I appreciate this, honestly.
Just don't touch Goofy movie. We will not touch Goofy movie.
Oh,
we're gonna keep that one sacred. The rest of them, go for it.
Go for the Woody. Good morning, Woody. All right. All right, signing off, Fake My Podcast. This is Fousey B. This is episode 52. I don't really have anything to be fake mad about. I had a bunch to say in the beginning of the episode, but I had a talk with one of my mentors who had to remind me that nobody built like you. You designed yourself. And so, you know, with this armor, with this, you know, and also, yeah, I like living life, right? But actually, you know what? I'm fake mad. I'm fake mad about people who send fucking text messages checking on me to people that I don't deal with anymore. Like, mind your fucking business. Stop checking on me for them. Stop trying to cause drama, because I'm drama free. And I want everybody to be drama free for the holidays. Like, I broadcast why I am because it's okay. Stop equating people going out to people spending money. That's not how it works. I can go out and not spend a dime.
And oh, especially if you know all the Charleston bartenders.
Exactly. The bartenders, the bouncers, the owners. Come on. All the
That's how I am around here. I'll go out and I'll come back lit and be like, oh, I'm back with more money. Amount I started with. Like,
where you get that money from? I found a cornfield. But anyway, so.
I don't look at corn the same, bro.
Take care of yourselves and each other. Remember, if you fake mad, get over it. Fake Bad Podcast, you know how we get down. Turn the sarcasm up, and we are out. Deuces. One to hang with, sending me those bids, cause you know my love language. Cupid scoped you with the arrow when he aimed it. This a perfect picture, just imagine when I frame it. I get the text that she lonely. 5 minutes later, got the text that she want me. 10 minutes later, get the news, yeah, she horny. Irish goodbye to homies, grab some food, she be hungry. I be
chilling with the homies, and she want me come by feeling lonely. Got some things to get off, put it on me. Savage 50 on right now, you need to show me. Hey.